This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has emphasized that Shanghai Cooperation Organization SCO should take an uncompromising position on the issues of terrorism, separatism and extremism. Dr. Jaishankar has participated in the SCO Council of Foreign Ministers meeting last evening in Tianjin, China. Referring to the terrorist attack in Pahalgam, the minister said it was deliberately conducted to undermine the tourism economy of Jammu and Kashmir with the intention of sowing religious divide. Highlighting the current disorder in the international system, Dr. Jaishankar said economic instability is on the rise. He said India has taken several initiatives in the SCO in domains ranging from startup and innovation to traditional medicine and digital public infrastructure. New Delhi has called on Dhaka to reconsider its decision to demolish the ancestral property of noted filmmaker Satyajit Ray. India also offered help to preserve the iconic building as it symbolizes Bangla cultural renaissance. Describing the move to demolish the landmark building in Maimon Singh as a matter of profound regret, India urged Bangladesh to convert it into a museum symbolizing shared culture of the two countries. It also pledged to extend cooperation for it. The iconic and landmark building belonged to Satyajit Ray's grandfather and renowned literator Upendra Kishore Rai Chaudhary. The property, presently owned by the Bangladesh government, is in a state of disrepair. The reaction of Ministry of External Affairs came following reports that the building is set to be demolished by Bangladeshi authorities. The Indian Embassy in Iran has urged Indian nationals to avoid non-essential travel to Iran. The travel advisory has been issued amid rising security concerns in the region over the past several weeks. In a social media post, the embassy advised Indian nationals to carefully consider the evolving situation before undertaking non-essential travel to Iran. It also advised to continue to monitor the latest regional developments and follow updated advisories issued by the Indian authorities. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has downplayed US President Donald Trump's threat to impose 100% tariffs on Russia and its allies, asserting that Moscow is well equipped to withstand additional sanctions. Addressing a press conference after the meeting of the Foreign Ministers' Council of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization SCO meeting in Tianjin, Lavrov underlined that Russia is already under an unprecedented number of sanctions and expressed confidence in the nation's ability to cope with any new burdens. His remarks came after the US President Donald Trump announced plans to impose secondary tariffs of up to 100% on Russia if it does not agree to a deal to end the Ukraine war within 50 days. The Unique Identification Authority of India, UIDAI, has urged parents and guardians to complete mandatory biometric update for children aged 7 and above. In a statement, UIDAI has emphasized the importance of completing the mandatory biometric update for children who have reached the age of 7 but have not yet updated their biometric in Aadhaar. The Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology said that under the current guidelines, a child below 5 years of age does not have to provide fingerprints or iris scans due to developmental reasons. It added that once the child turns 5, these biometrics must be updated and the process is free of charge if completed between the age of 5 and 7. In badminton, India's top badminton stars, including two-time Olympic medalist PV Sindhu, Lakshya Sen, and the men's doubles duo Satvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty, are set to kick off their campaigns at the Japan Open Super 750 tournament in Tokyo today. Satvik and Chirag, currently number 15, will lead India's challenge in the tournament. Despite injury setbacks earlier this year, they have reached 3 semifinals and 1 quarterfinal in 2025. They will face Korea's Kang Min-hyuk and Kidong-ju in the first round this morning. In chess, India's R. Vaishali, Harika Dronavalli, Kuneru Hampi and Divya Deshmukh will compete in the fourth round of the FIDE Women's World Cup in Batumi, Georgia today, aiming to secure a spot in the quarterfinals. Vantika Agarwal was the only Indian to exit in the third round, falling to Katharina Lagno in the tie breaks. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Bihar, coastal Karnataka, Madhya Pradesh, Uttar Pradesh, Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh and Jharkhand today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.